رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين وخاتم محمد وعلى welcome back. Inshallah, we will recap or quickly go over what we talked about yesterday. And if you guys have any questions, we will. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه Well, yesterday we talked about two things. First was the rules of Qalqa. We asked you guys to go ahead and homework. We'll read through those words in this book over here, and also bring out five examples from Quran. Hopefully you did that. We'll just randomly go through. Some of you, whoever has done it, share that example with us so we can all turn to Quran and we can look at the example and we can spot out or find out where that dhamma is happening. Another thing that we talked about yesterday was the rules of lam, depending when this lam is appearing in the love, in the word Allah and Allahumma, it was pronounced differently, as opposed to when this lam just appears in any other word, it will be pronounced with a flatter sound, and even when it appears in the word Allah and Allahumma, only if it's followed by a fatha and a dhamma, it will be pronounced with a full mouth, giving it a heavy sound. For example, if we gave the example of قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, right? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. So the lam in this Allah is pronounced with a full mouth. Instead of when you recite بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, you don't say بِسْمِ اللَّهِ, that's wrong. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. So the lam over here is followed by a kasra or a zayf, therefore it should not be given a heavier sound. That was the among the rules of lam, and aside from this, anywhere this lam appears in any word aside from these two words, regardless of if it's being followed by fatha, dhamma, or kasra, you will pronounce it with a flat mouth and you will pronounce it with a light, the way lam should be pronounced. It's not the same as they have in English, it's a more crisp sound that we have in Arabic. So just what we talked about on our last session. Today, inshallah, if Allah permits, we will discuss the rules of meme and noon, and inshallah, we will get into the rules of noon and tanween. This chapter of rules of noon and tanween, inshallah, we will be doing this all of next week as well. This is probably the biggest chapter in tajweed, most important one of all. So far, the examples of the things that we've covered, them are something that you have read through before when you were going through basic, Quran learning, qaida and whatnot. Aside from qalqa and the rules of lam, this probably must have been something which I'm sure you have heard about it, but not something that you really practice on your own. But that we talked about the rules of hamza, rules of the stopping and whatnot, this was something which you went through when you were doing qaida. Before. So inshallah, let's go through some of the examples of qalqala. If we can share with others, in regards to the homework that we had. So for qalqala, you want to go first? Surah Falaq. Which ayah?
All of them.
Last page, I think. Okay, so these examples that you're giving in Surah Falaq, all of them you're saying. So I'll just assume the first qaf, is it oral or is it the one which is adhered? Or which is, remember that we talked about? There were two types. One was original and the one was exposed.
This is exposed?
Yes, it's arid. not the original. It's not awesome.
Because it's at the end of the verse and
right. It has a kasra. So just because you know, when there's a word is ending with a kasra, you read the last sign on it, you'll end it with or you will end it with sukun on its own. So that's the qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq min sharri ma khalaq. Like that. And anyone else wants to give us an example?
Page 590.
Listen to Surah Falaq real quick. Example of the moderate qalqala is the one, remember, appears at the end without any shutdown on it. Okay. Anyone want to give us an example of the greater degree of vibration?
I have
one.
Go ahead. The light on page 590.
Okay, these are the examples for what? Examples for the first degree of Qalqala, of course. So this will be read. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna batsha rabbika shadeed. Batsha, batsha. Very less degree of vibration. Innahu huwa yubadi'u wa yu'eed. Again, the same thing, ba appearing in the middle, that will be the lower degree of vibration going on over there. Okay, one last example, if you can find, of the great degree of vibration. Last one, anyone from the have? We gave an example yesterday from Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab. Came out with another example, we'll just do that one. If you did, anyone from you guys as well want to share with us?
It was a bit tougher to find.
I'm sure there are examples written. Hold on. Okay, if you didn't find it, then let's not waste time over here. We'll just use the one that we had last night from Surah Al-Bajada Abi Lahab. Watab, right? Ba ending with a fatha and a tajdeed on it. It's at the end. The great degree of operation of Qalqala. Bottom of the page, you will see rules of Meem and Noon Mushaddad. It says when the two letters Meem and Noon bear Shadda, it must be recited stretched with a nasal sound. Now, this is the of the new nation of Islam and Ikhwa and all of those, inshallah, we will get into in the passage, you will see that this will be used more often. It says, for example, the word inna, there is a noon which is mushaddad. Now, we've been reciting this noon, obviously, when we recite Quran, we know how to recite this noon. But now you have to include a nasal sound when you recite it. And how do you create this nasal sound? Obviously, you gotta use it from your nose. Inna, you can feel it. Inna. And then if you flip over to the next page, there are a lot of examples in there. Inna, anna, innama. When you read it, you will feel some sort of vibration in your nose. And that's the indication that you're really using this nasal twang, this nasal sound. Kunna, thumma, same thing. Jamma, dammar, kunna, annari, yu'ammara, falamma, innahum, imma, inni, ka'annahunna. Alright. These are some of the examples. Let's have you guys decide the following examples, starting from right. From the bottom page. Massanna. Okay. We're focusing on the noon, so even if you make a mistake, it's not correct. But we're focusing on the noon. Go ahead. Lakunna, good. We'll come back to it. Are you done? Okay, go ahead. Wa in. So try to use the nasal sound. Wa in.
Innaka.
Read the next
one.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Ali? Where's the...
It's not there.
There, there. Meen.
Oh.
So, meen mushaddad. Meen. Where's the one? Where's it going on over there? You want to read the next one as well? Good. Okay. To the Hanukkah, if you want to read. Good. Anyone else? Next. Good. Next. Okay. In makannahum. Good. So there are two places that are okay. Okay. Next line. Monsters had the whole line. Next one. From the guys. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You can recite the whole line. Each double double meaning. Double letter is made of two letters, simple. The first is a non-vowel, and the second is a vowel. Okay? So we're talking about double meaning or meaning. It says the first letter is non-vowel, the second one is vowel. This gives you in. Okay? So the first letter does not. That is why this rule also becomes very important when we study idgham and the rules of articulation. You will see this is coming into this will come into play over as well. As double meaning, two means again. So the first meme does not carry any sign, is the non-vowel meme, and the second is the one which has vowel. The non-vowel meme was assimilated. Assimilated, in other words, put into, assimilated in the vowel meme, and so the two became one double letter. I got something which you guys already know. The rule of meme is pronunciation with compulsory manifestation. Distinctly holding the wunna nasal twang for two counts, nearly 2 seconds. So if you're saying mimma, you gotta kind of like go like this 2 seconds. Mimma, that's 2 seconds. The double meme is called the double letter of wunna. The non-vowel meme is the meme void of vowel and occurs before all the letters of the alphabet except the three letters of length, huruf and mat, to prevent the meaning of the two nouns. We'll talk about that, inshallah, that will come later on when we talk about the rules of idgham izhar. That will explain what it is talking about over here. But what we need to remember from this double meaning is that it is pronounced with a nasal and it is nearly held up for nearly 2 seconds, right? Two counts or seconds. So when we're reciting one of these examples that we have over here, we'll go like this. You don't go to extend where you go ahead and add an alif or something else. So you gotta be clear of that in mind as well. Double noun, same thing. The first is non-vowel, the second is the one which has a vowel. The non-vowel or sakina was assimilated into the one which has vowel. Both the one double letter, the rule of the double noon, when we said that is pronunciation with compulsory manifestation. That is, distinctly holding the unna, nasal twang, for nearly two seconds. Same thing with that. The example that they give you is, right? Simple. I mean, I guess we'll go through some of these simple things throughout this talking about, and it'll be something which you is so basic that you've heard before, but because it's part of well, nonetheless. But these things will come into handy when you go through the example of it. When you go ahead and follow or read it from the Quran and the examples are performed or practiced, and that way we will get the habit of it. Next thing we want to talk about today, any questions about this? I think there was nothing hard in it, so I'll just move on along with it. Talk about it is hard. Or to use proper translation. Page 53. says there are different rules on the way moon sun be pronounced. Now we're going into the rules of noon and sun. What are the rules of noon and sun mean? We'll be discussing noon with no vowel on it. And depending sign, whatever now you will be a set of letters which will be followed by noon and sakin or tanin, depend how you pronounce it. So the first rule that they talk about is the rule of izhar. Izhar means an effect. To go ahead and show. Go ahead and point it out to someone, in other words. You know, izhar from zahir, to show someone. That's something. Okay. So if munasak or the tanween is followed by one of the six letters, is you will pronounce noon in its original sound. There will not be nasal point, and there will not be any wunna on over there. So, those are the letters, if you remember, when we were talking about those huruf halaq, broke it down into, you know, the group, which letters were from the throat, the lower part of the throat, the middle part of the throat, and the top part of the throat. There were six letters. Hamza, Ain, Ha, Ain, Khwa. Hamza is the first, same as okay? These six letters, these six alphabets, they follow right after the Nishakin or a Tanween. Right? What would you if you have a word, right? We opened it up yesterday, we said, what is it really in pronunciation? Oh, right? So you give it to me. Okay. Oh, maybe Qawman. So you have a talking at the end. It was Qawman. Same thing. Man. We have a noon is talking. Or tanween, both over here, followed by one of these six letters of har, you will pronounce no, or in other words, you will manifest the sound of the tone, the point of articulation, without or without doing any nasal line, any problem. Let's reprove it that there are different rules, and this depends on which. Har is when another is pronounced clearly without nasal sound. So, any of the following six rules come after sign or after a word of the alphabet that has a tanween, tan, ten, or ten. Clearly. What are the six letters? Ha, Hua, and they're written like this, memorize it like that, so either way. How you memorize it, as long as you remember first. So let's talk about the things that they have given over here. I will read the first three, and you can see how noon sound is really pronounced. Yan, au, na, min, ar, in, Auna, see the noon is with its original sound from the place where it's articulated. Is over there. Yan auna hadin rasulun minhum innahu aw yanhituna min hadanat.
I don't know.
Well, in Arabic, Torah, they learn things from their eyes. So right now, we're all of them. The way to articulate with any nasal twang, to do with the nation. So we go to the subject about Islam, to make sense. Okay. What open up Quran. I want to do that, right?
So what this one and Quran?
It's on, right? It's on, inshallah. You'll see. Let's up. And the example we have to really if you first example is that al-fajr wal-layalin 'ashr, right? Wal-layalin 'ashr. Body saying wal-layalin, you will never hear body's voice. Otherwise, rain was not coming. Examples of noon instead of tanween, because there's a point about whenever you guys can look, I'll explain in whenever you see whenever you and come across it's in the middle, or it's in or it's at the end, they will put a just or to of this noise. And the indicator that afterwards is one of the letters is hard. And right away you manifest this noon. Isn't the sign on it. If Noon has Jazm, will not have a sign on it. Only in the Quran. For example, 5-1 to the top. You see, any sign on this moon? That's your nickname. That's not. There was sign on it. Where that? Talk about it in the chat to come later on. That when it is being followed by another, you're gonna go ahead and do it. You're gonna go ahead and call again. Little. This is. Because this example, if there's a sign on this, that'll be your indication right away. For three to
right. Yes.
إن كل سلم عليه حافظ. For the moon with the sign on it. Go down to verse number. Right? Moon with the moon. You see that sign on it, right? That indication that a Hamza and Hamza something is coming. You don't have to look. You look at the moon, you reach the moon, and you know that you have to do what? So there's a sukoon. Literally. Same thing if you go down to and وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ. Same thing. Let's listen to this and see how he recites it.
Number 12. In the Rabbi, let's see, don't look at the two page.
like this. Saturation is how it's supposed to be done over here. But right off of it, then that one to pay attention. I mean, same thing. If you find the example for the two kasar or two zikr, it will be the same way the fatha works. So we have to look for that. But we understand. Question.
on haru
on haru
on on haru hetuna hayen yan on
haru
If you
knew, because you haven't, I don't expect it yet. You'll be reading it like this. So the first note will be going to the sound, and the second won't be. Okay, next word. Have what is called qalb or ikhlas. And the remaining alphabet that you have, if they follow Nun, what we'll do is Ikhwan. Reading, it was, we'll see inshallah when we talk about it, the remaining alphabet from this, this, and this. Remaining alphabet. Okay. So what's the difference between Ikhwan and Ikhwan? And Qalb, we will talk about inshallah when we talk. Let's just look at quickly the thing that we have. Page 5 of the it says Izhar or Manifestation literally means expression and clarification. Technically it means pronouncing the letter at its self-articulation. Clearly without wunna or nasal twang in the apparent letter. Another term is it says one is absolute and one is plural. Absolute manifestation or mutlaq, or literally means manifestation and clarification. Secondly, means clearly with a sunnah in the front letter. It is so called because it neither limits to the guttural nor to the labial letters. Absolute manifestation occurs in the non-vowel. If it is called either by a da or a wow, a single word. This occurs in Quran in 4 places only. So it will only be the absolute manifestation har happens only in 4 places in Quran. We have these 4 words. It's not one of the letters of Allah. That's what I'm talking about. And one. And one. One, right? Okay. The letters followed by one are among the 6 letters. It's not Hamza, it's not Ha, it's not Ha, it's not Ha, it's not Ha. But yet, you have to do it. This is a special case of Islam, which only happens in these 4 words in Quran. Although they're not followed by one of the letters of Islam. This is where you have to really pronounce by saying yeah. Otherwise, I know this law. You would be reading yeah according to the rules of Islam, right? Because remember, yeah was the law of Islam. Was the rule of Islam. Would have gone doing yeah. Been wrong. Would have said kim wana. Islam, right? No. So this is a special case in these words in Quran and not anywhere else that what you will be absolute manifestation is Nun. You will read Nun with a clear making it point of articulation. This will be your homework. Find out all these examples from Quran. Absolute one. As for Quran Hakim, Noon will call up my own. It is absolute manifesting even that. You have to look for
Windows 4, that's all.
In Quran. I can do it in internet right here. My phone. I can do that in internet. But I'll ask you to go ahead and find on your own from Quran. Again, you can do that on the site that I gave yesterday, tanzeel.in. Find it there. Second type of mishaf is a general. It's called immersion or ain, ha, ain, and ha. That was just 4 minutes. If you have any questions right now. But we found out two types of nizar. One was the absolute, high, this one pro, using letter from the and for absolute Islam, absolute Izhar, there were only examples in Quran. Gave you. Okay, just because we have time, we'll go find these examples. The word in one, here, I'll give it to you anyway. The word Qinwan is in Surah An'am, verse number 19. An'am. Dunya you can find in many places. It's not that hard to find. Bunyan. Bunyan and Marsus. Not in Quran.
But it's not really places, it is 4 places.
Well, here, Binwan, Bunyan, and Sinwan have already appeared in Quran.
Oh, I see. Okay. But Bunyan
is okay. So, Surah Saf, verse number 4. Okay? Let's go to the Quran and look at just one of them to see how the noon is written. Surah Ra'd, 11. Mahfud is 11.
It's 1 minute.
13. I was off by one. Ra'd, verse number 4. الله الرحمن الرحيم وفي الأرض متجاورات وجنات من عناب وزرع ونخيل سنوان followed by one of the six letters of Izhar, but it's a special case. But I guess you want to come across these examples that much. But nonetheless, it's good to know these. This thing. Did we see it? I mean, did you find it?
Yes.
Send one.
Mm-hmm. All right. But even if we didn't know the rules, since it has the
yes, you would have read it as Izhar anyway. Because you see all there's a sukun on it. getting confused. Well, it's not followed by one of the six letters, but you would still read it as a Izhar. You would have read 10-1 nonetheless, because that's good. So that's your indication, basically.
Sinwan is written twice in the Sinai.
Twice? Well, yeah. There you go. It's not more than that, though.
That's right.
No, but
yeah.
Okay.
There are no other instances of it. Okay. What I want you guys to do is, again, you're going to read the 15 Sut ayats on your own. But if you can go through the examples that they have given on page 54 and 55, we recited together. Number 56, you have to underline the noon where or izhar is going on. Okay? Now keep in mind, these examples that they're giving, they're not written with the text kept in mind from this Quran. So it will be just an example. You can turn it off if you want. With the text in mind. So it will have, the noon will have the sign of jazm or sukun on it. So don't fall for that. So you have to look for the examples and you have to explain as to why. Okay? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.